Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
What's the best food when you're so hungry you could eat a house?
I don't know.
Cottage cheese, walnuts, and kitchen sink cookies.
I do like that you're stretching out and you're trying to write these yourself now.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm taking creative license.
Yes. Clearly. Neil Saavedra is the host of the Fork Report that you hear Saturdays right here on KFI. We talk all things food and drink and ingestion. Neil, what's going on?
Sure. I just applaud Shannon's hyper enunciation on that joke. It really sold it.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just great.
Very.
I didn't realize.
Crisp.
I didn't realize I was being crisp.
You had to, because, you know, in order to get the joke, you really got to hit those hard.
Cottage cheese, wall, yeah. Nuts, kitchen yeah. Sink cookies. You know that it's National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day?
It's always chocolate chip cookie day in my house. Who doesn't love chocolate? I mean, think about it. Who doesn't love chocolate chip cookies?
Like I love chocolate chip cookies.
Nazis. Ooh. Nazis yeah. Don't like chocolate chip cookies.
The devil.
The devil doesn't yeah. Like chocolate chip cookies, yeah. Especially because they yeah. Are melty.
Trump. No, I'm just kidding. come on. It's a joke.
What are you
relax.
Doing?
That's redundant.
Off the air, we were just talking about baseball, and we've talked before about the food opportunities that exist at Dodger Stadium, but since obviously no one's there, we can't go there to get the food, the ballpark food, the garlic fries, the Dodger dogs, those things that we would love to get.
I have a real big issue. I've been trying to find Dodger dogs. When this all started, I got a case of them from Smart and Final, but they've been sold out or they don't have them in stock for weeks now. I can't find anywhere where to buy the Dodger dogs.
Yeah, now with games actually being played, I think that's a pipe dream to find those in stock again, probably. But there is a home plate. They're launching this sadly in Hollywood and West Hollywood only at this point. But I think it's going to grow. It kind of has to. Like all, it's funny to start in Hollywood and West Hollywood when the vast majority of fans are probably on the east side of town. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so us East Siders won't get dogs, at least currently. I'm not sure why they're not using the downtown ghost kitchens, because there are aplenty. But I think it's cool that they're doing this, you know, from Dodger dogs and the micheladas and garlic fries, which we know our friend Shannon loves. All these things are they're going to make available through an agreement with Postmates. So you'll be able to, for now, in West Hollywood and Hollywood, be able to order these. And but hopefully that's gonna grow, because I think that's a really neat way to bring that experience to your house when there's just no other option right now. Doing it in front of a live audience there at the stadiums. You know, it's just it's a cool way to bring it. I don't think it's going to be the same experience, because really food is tied into your location. And oftentimes the taste of it is the experience as well as the flavors. So it might be a little different, let's say.
It was comforting when we went through that case of 18 Dodger dogs
in 4 days.
It was comforting to sit outside on the deck and you know, pour on that spicy mustard and enjoy at least a fraction of the experience of going to Dodger Stadium.
I am humored that you used the term "we." That is hilarious. That is just so precious.
She and her mouth.
That's like the fat guy that goes through the drive-thru and is ordering a crap ton of food and doing this. Oh, what did they want again? let's see. They ordered. Oh, yes. Four more of the same thing I just ordered.
you pretend to turn your head and ask somebody who's non-existent in the back seat.
Yeah.
Wait, did you want a four or a number five?
Hold on. I got them on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, are you sure? Okay. Ask the rest of the room. Okay, you got it. We'll take the menu and one straw.
But you've always been an advocate of trying to do these things. If there's a food that you think, I'll use garlic fries as an example. If you want to experience it, why not experiment with throwing some minced garlic on a big old thing of steak fries or something?
Oh yeah, they you can recreate a lot of these things at home and play with them, and often it's not super complicated. You got to understand that they're turning these things out. They have to move this stuff over that counter quickly, because you see the lines and they have multiple concessions at Dodger Stadium, and you see those lines. They're trying to move that stuff as quickly as possible. So most of it is pre-prepped and then heated through or finished or things like that. And so a lot of these recipes aren't terribly complicated, and you can do them at home. I do also think that with the change of, you know, takeout was an afterthought. Takeout was the secondary or tertiary option, right? That was always like, well, we can't go, or I don't feel like, you know, wearing pants, so I'll get takeout or something. Whereas now that's changing. I think one of the things we're going to see is takeout, the way they do takeout is going to get better. So let's say garlic fries, they're not going to come all together mixed. You're going to have a side of the topping. You're going to have a special container for the fries. I think this is going to push, if we're in this any longer, it's going to push that takeout game to a better place where things don't come soggy because they're all in the same steam box or styrofoam. And so we may see that, but I think compiling or building those things at home, it's not difficult at all.
All right. When we come back, Neil, I want to ask you two things. Number one, about the idea of parking spots. We've talked in the last several weeks about restaurants forced to bring their tables outside in different areas, if that's going to continue. And the new cocktail that I found, which I just realized Coca-Cola is now going to take my cocktail and make it a new product.
Did they ask your permission?
Well, I won't lie. It wasn't my idea, but it's one that I've been making for these last couple of weeks when it's been 164 degrees outside.
Neil Saavedra, host of The Fork Report, joins us for Tasty Tuesday. More when we come back.
Well, Neil Saavedra, host of The Fork Report, you hear him Saturdays right here on KFI, has joined us for Tasty Tuesday. So, Neil, the latest cocktail is called Texas Ranch Water. It's two shots of tequila, one lime, and then fill the rest of the glass with ice and Topo Chico.
Excellent choice.
And it's really, really good. Super light, especially on a really hot day. You know, all the ice in that big tumbler, it's fantastic. But I understand Coca-Cola is now getting into the seltzer market, and they're going to use Topo Chico as their base ingredient to make a seltzer.
Yeah, they actually bought the company, I believe. So that it's a natural move for them, because everyone loves, you know, these hard seltzers right now, and it, you know, puts them in that market. The crazy thing is that it seems like they've been branching out a little bit lately too. I think they have like one of those power drinks or whatever hitting the market as well. So they're branching out a little bit. I think it's a smart move because people already love it. And I think that when you're attached to the brand Topo Chico, you might just go, hey, I'm going to do that because I'm already attached to the brand. And, you know, that combination, I'm trying to look to see what they're putting in it to make it alcoholic, because what you describe is going to taste fresh and bright, kind of like a bubbly or effervescent, you know, light margarita, sort of. You know, it's going to be bright, it's going to be citrusy, and then have these bubbles. But what they're going to do with this and what they're going to add to it is going to determine, you know, how good it is. But I think these things will fly off the damn shelf. The problem is they don't differentiate. So when you are asking for this seltzer water versus the alcoholic beverage, how do you have to say, I want the hard cider version?
You have to wink for it?
Yeah, it just seems like you'd think they would have branded it a little differently, except, you know, because it's almost like the identical thing. And people are going to be like, it's going to be like Shannon's mom at Thanksgiving, you know?
Yep.
Just trying to have a little tip. Trying
she
to
didn't
fill
make
a little
it till the turkey.
We also last week we talked about these pictures that showed, I think it was a Glendale Galleria, where restaurants had taken tables and put them in the parking garage. And that may not be what everybody's thinking of when we talk about taking food outside, you know, taking the restaurant experience and putting it in a parking lot or a street front or a sidewalk. But you think this continues? I mean, you think this lasts?
I think it will. I mean, there's a lot of places that were, you go to Paris, they were designed for this. You go to France, in different parts of France, you'll see it as well, different parts of the world, where it's commonplace. Italy, it's commonplace to have these little cafes or these places that are, they all have outdoors.
They have bigger sidewalks, that, you know, like that's why it's able to put several tables out there, and also in like piazzas and like squares and stuff. It's super conducive to that. We would have to fix our street measurements in a lot of places.
Yes, we are not designed for that. You're absolutely right. Those places were designed to be social gathering locations. The thing is, in parts of town where there's some pretty hip restaurants and stuff, they blow past the law a lot of times and makeshift these outdoor places to eat because they just don't have the room inside. And they've been doing that for a long time, and the city has kind of looked the other way, unless there's complaints. And the reality is, most of the city streets and sidewalks in Los Angeles are covered with, you know, homeless cities. So it's kind of hard to say, well, they're taking up parking spaces in some cases, and that you can't do it for people that are trying to keep, you know, ends meeting at their restaurant. It will change things, but look at how quickly downtown LA put in those bike lanes. There's ways to do it. There's ways to move things forward from here, but also you should be eating outside. It's freaking Southern California. We do not live here to be indoors. We don't. We want to experience the great weather. And I think that many of these things are going to stick around. I think takeout's going to change. I think how we perceive restaurants is going to change. And the alfresco situation of eating outside is going to change. And the city is going to have to plan for having that. And I don't know if you guys get around, have you seen this? They're all over the place. Burbank has them. Atwater Village has them. Silver Lake has them. Parts of Los Angeles have. They're everywhere where they're just taking up parking spaces. Little Tokyo just built a really lovely shared space for all the restaurants in a particular plaza down there, the Honda Plaza. And it's a necessity right now, but I think in the long run, I think Garcetti and the powers that be will probably look at this and say, okay, we need to redirect how we do things and parking and, you know, use of sidewalks and things like that for this. Cause I just think it's showing that people enjoy it, and it should be a part of what naturally is the food scene.
Yeah. And I agree with you. This being Southern California, I mean, there's 10 and a half months a year that you can eat outside comfortably, you know, without freezing extremities off. And I think that we need to take better advantage of that.
Yeah, not do it in a parking garage with exhaust pipes. And that is the most unappetizing concept to me. God bless him for trying. But man, you know, when you got signs all over the place, say, you know, exhaust fumes may cause cancer. Please, bon appetito.
Yeah. Watch your step on the oil spots, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, they aren't ready. Horrible. I mean, you have people fighting for parking spaces in Southern California. Last thing you want to do is be sitting in one with a table when someone pulls up.
Neil, thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll talk soon.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.